Hello?
Hello, sorry, I think I lost you there when you were doing the screenshot.
I'm sorry, I didn't know, I thought you were still on the line.
No, it's okay.
Okay, I just send you the link what I see when I'm trying to do it.
Okay, let me see here. So 877-635-6225, right?
Yeah, I sent it to you from the phone number.
Yeah, what number did you send it to?
813-785-0507.
That's the number you sent it from?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let me see here. Why haven't I received it yet? And which number did you send it to, sorry?
Oh, I sent it to the number that you sent me, the number that you sent me the link from the...
Oh, okay, I've just got it now, sorry. I don't know why.
Okay.
Let's see here. So, whose email address, do you recognize this email address, the top, TOTOR59662192?
I have no idea who email address is there.
Because that's what it's saying, that that's the one that has management access to the...
I don't know, like, because it's just my account. I'm the one who created the account. I'm the one that I thought I had only access to the account. So how can I change that? Because,
interesting. You are an admin on the page, but not the business portfolio that owns the page.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if somebody hacked my page, they just to put themselves out there, but I don't know.
Okay, but you got access to the page currently.
Yeah, I can go on the page right now.
Okay,
let me try to go on the page right now, because I'm just got a login. Let me see. Somebody, that's crazy. Somebody, I didn't know somebody. Hey, give me one. Okay, Christian, how do I go on the page just change the admin? How do I do that?
Are you on your phone now?
Yeah, I'm on my phone right now.
Oh, okay. So the thing is, it's not on the page that's the problem. That's saying that the business portfolio that owns the page you don't have access to. So that's I don't think you're going to be able to fix that on the phone, but you can try. You know, when you have you switched into the page on your phone now?
Yes.
Okay. So then, if you click the three lines at the top next to Facebook.
Okay, I click the three lines.
And then settings and privacy.
Oh, settings and privacy. I clicked on it.
Okay, cool. And then page setup.
Page setup. I see where it say help and support setting and privacy setting privacy center quest.
There should be a set, so settings and privacy and then settings. Did you see settings?
Yes, I see settings. Yes.
Yeah, and then there you go to page setup.
Page setup. Let me see it. Okay, I see it.
And then is there an option that says page access?
Okay, I see it.
So is it just you there on the page access?
Yeah, it just say owning business portfolio. It say my name, owning business portfolio. It just say my name, nobody else.
Okay, because that business portfolio would be, this is just an admin to the page. The business portfolio, you would have to download the Meta Business Suite app and see if you
I downloaded the Meta. I got the Meta.
The business suite one.
Yeah, yeah. But my business, I don't know how to transfer the business on the Meta. I just downloaded the Meta. How do I do it? I got my dumpster business, my dumpster page on the Meta.
Okay, and the page for this, for...
Yeah, the business page is not on the Meta yet. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to put it on there.
Oh, okay. Let me just go, I haven't done it from the phone before, so I just want to go on my phone quickly and see. But there should be an option to add a page or claim a page, and then you can copy the page link.
Options to add a page. If they're actually setting up. Oh, it's actually add profile. Login with Facebook, okay.
Are you on the business app now?
Yeah, I'm logging into Facebook right now. Okay, I just log in. Okay, I'm on the business thing. I'm on the business profile now.
Okay, so then what does it show that you the page there?
Yeah, it shows the page.
Okay, the page that you want to give us access to, right?
Yes, it shows.
Then maybe you can add us with the business through here. Does it? If you go to the page, does it have the people with access, and then does it say partners or add someone?
Where do I go to add someone? Do I go into settings?
Let me just see here. I'm sorry, my phone is not working for this for some reason. Just give me 1 second. Okay, so if you go to, on the bottom right, do you see a button that says the three lines with more?
It said three lines?
Yeah, at the bottom right, and it says more.
I see the bottom, it said home, content, and then is it a plus button?
No. So then there's the inbox, and then there's a button that says more with the three lines.
No, I just see it. It says the tools, and then like I don't see the three lines say more.
Okay, if you go to the tools, does it take you to somewhere like settings?
Let's see, where are you again? Okay, I see the setting button.
Okay, and then what comes up there now?
The setting button says billing and payments, feedback, and help center.
Okay, so nothing about the page itself?
No.
Does it say page settings anywhere or business portfolio settings?
It's for some reason it still say my, it still show my, it still show my, because it's not switching my, it won't let me switch my business page. It still say my personal page and stuff like that. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's why I think that you don't have access to the business suite. I don't really know what to suggest, but what I think we could do is, okay, I need to make another call now shortly. Is there a time tomorrow that I can give you a call that we can do a Google Meet where you can share your screen and we can try to take it from there?
Yeah, you can call me anytime. I just don't know why, like, how can I switch? Like, I'm the one who, my wife, she's the one that created it, and I have access to the, And then the thing is, I'm trying to get my business. It just say my, it just put my personal face, my personal, and not my.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I think it would be best.
Yeah, like when I went to page setting, and it showed my business and stuff like that, you know.
We need to get to business portfolio settings to then try and add someone or try and add yourself to the business portfolio, because what that is saying there is that you've got access to the page but not the business portfolio. So I think if you're going to have a time tomorrow when you're on the computer, then I can send you a link to join like a meeting, and then you can share your screen so we can try and work out how to do that, if possible to do that.
Okay, no problem. At the meantime, I'm trying to verify how can I get access to my Facebook page and stuff, because I'm the one who created it, you know?
But you do have access to the page, it's just not the business.
Yeah, I do have access to the page.
Yeah. So I think if I can set up a meeting for tomorrow where you're at the computer to share your screen, then we can try to see if we are able to claim the page into the business portfolio, or if you are able to get access in there. But from what I read there, it's that somebody else's access, so.
Okay, no problem. I'll wait for you tomorrow then.
Yeah. Is there any specific time that you'll be home tomorrow?
Any time at the... I go pick up, or you could just call me after I pick my daughter from school. After 3 o'clock, it's good, like after 3:30.
Okay, so I'll give you a call 12:30 our time. Okay, perfect, that's fine. And then when I call you, so you have your emails on your computer, right? So if I send you a link, you can click that link from your computer.
I think so. I might be able to.
Okay. All right. And does your wife have access to the Facebook business page as well on her account? No.
No, she don't.
Okay. All right. No problem.
She don't, because I'm the only one that has access to it, to the business page. If I go on my Facebook right now, and I click to the page, I post thing on the page all the time. So I'm the only one that has access to it. I don't see anybody else. I don't know how somebody else has access to it, you know.
Yeah, okay, that's what we can take a look at tomorrow. And then I just wanted to check with you, we spoke about the website,
mm-hmm.
if we can create one. So I did check with the team. There's just a few things that I just wanted to check with you with regards to the website.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any... Sorry, let me just open this up here. Sorry, it's just taking a while to load. Okay, yeah, so with the website, is there any specific colors that you would like on there?
No, it don't matter. Only thing I want to say the same on the where I say service, where you see people can put up the information and stuff like that, and email, and it comes to my phone.
You're talking about the form on your website.
Yeah, the form on my website where the customer,
oh, okay.
they can go in there and fill it out at once in time, and then like, and they put the information. The information comes to my email. If you guys could leave that like that, leave that so people could still be able to message
okay.
and stuff from there.
So the thing is, the website, if we do a website, we don't edit your current website. It would be a brand new layout. So that
If you guys could do the same setup like this, where customers can go, they could fill out the form.
Yeah.
And so I can contact them, that would be great, you know?
Okay, yeah, so we will have that form, and then it will also show the lead on our dashboard, and you'll also be emailed those form fills when they come through.
Okay.
And then so you don't have any specific colors, and then the services, I guess, the same service, you have a service drop-down list.
Yeah,
here.
My services mainly is dumpster rental.
Okay, but I see on the current website you've got dumpster rental, dumpsters, junk removal, clean out services, site cleanup, waste
management. Dumpster rental, clean out services, like tractor service, that's about it. Dumpster rental, clean out services. Only thing, like dumpster rental, junk removal, clean out services, and then and a tractor service, that's about it. That's the only thing.
Okay, that's great. So then we'll create something with that, and then you don't have any specifics that you want to... any specifics,
like,
so
my main thing is a dumpster rental, but, like, I do a little junk removal, too, and things are slow. Dumpster rent, junk removal, house clean out, and, like, and a tractor service and things like that, you know?
Okay, no problem. Okay, I'll pass that on to the team, and then I'll ask that they create the preview, and then we can take it from there.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. And then, yeah, I'll give you a call at 12:30 tomorrow, and then we can go on a Google Meet so you can share your screen so we can try and get some sort of access to the page if we can.
Okay, sounds good, man. Thank you very
much. All right. Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.